DJ W Mobile.
You off to pick up lunch? W2T sitting at home.
And more. I picked up lunch at Ingles and all the groceries too for the next couple of weeks, or at least a week and a half. And I started getting sandwiches from them, like ham on a Kaiser roll or turkey on a Kaiser with cheese and stuff like that. Pre-built sandwiches. They're pretty good.
It gives you some place to go get something and bring it back. And I'll probably, I got to run up to Publix here in a little bit, and I'll probably pick me up some wings to have later today for lunch or something. But I got salad for supper, so I'm all set there. Just got to go out and pick up some milk and a few other items that I forgot to get the other day when I was at the grocery store. You know how that is.
I remember everything. Sometimes I get two times too much of one thing and not any of the other thing. That's just the way it works out.
And then when you get home, your wife lets you know what you forgot, too, doesn't she?
She used to write it on the chalkboard, and then I take a picture of it with my phone, and then I go through it. But for some reason, we don't do that anymore. That's probably why I miss stuff now.
At home, and you don't have the item that you were supposed to get, she'll let you know about it, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But she's working a whole lot of hours now, and I'm the primary caregiver, and she's the worker. She's got a few more years to go on before she can retire, and I just trade stocks now. I'm not even programming or anything. I don't have a project at the moment other than stock trading, and that's extremely profitable right now, so I don't want to switch, and it's extremely easy as well, so I'm kind of enjoying this break.
In other words, you have a lot more time for yourself these days and all. So if I need help over here putting up an antenna, you'd be available, right?
And to fund me the loss of stocks I would make by trading at home, then yeah, why not? It would be an expensive antenna hanging party, though.
You wouldn't be like that. I know you better than that.
I'm going to do one down in Simpsonville in the not-too-distant future. Maybe I can come by there on the way down or on the way back if the dates can align. It would be during a weekday, I think.
Yeah, I've got a loop antenna up there now, and it's all broken down into parts. It's falling apart, and it's stranded wire. And I've got plenty of copper-clad steel. And I was talking with Gary yesterday, KI4DOS, about making, I want to put up a super loop. And I've got the ballon already, and I've got the plans, and I've got the wire. And I think I got everything I need. I just need help getting over here and putting it up. And I think if I had about three people along with myself, we could unspool that copper-clad steel wire so it doesn't get kinks in it and build me a pretty darn good super loop to go up in the air.
Loop came down about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe longer than that. And I took it the rest of the way down after about 6 months. It came down partially. I took it the rest of the way down and rebuilt it and have never put it back up yet. So I got to put it back up again, but I think there's a tree or two I want to take out before I do that. But, yeah, the super loop's hard to beat.
Yeah, well, that's why I want to get me one back up in the air, and I've got a different set of trees I want to put it in. So, and I've got a launcher too, so I can get somebody with some accuracy can launch it. Or if you feel like you want to bring over one of your drones over the top of the tree, that would work too, you know.
I have one with a hook on it, but I switched transmitters from one brand to another. I went with a better brand. I haven't paired that. A receiver on that multirotor that has a hook that you can, you know, drop the line once you get over it. You can hook the line, then you can fly up and over and then drop the line. That's on a multirotor that has the old transmitter. So that would take me a little bit of work to get one of those working again. But I do have the slingshot. In fact, it's in the back of my truck. I'm in the trunk of the car right now, which I am pulling into the driveway, and I've got to unload groceries. So, figure out a time that's good for you. We also need to talk about that tour of duty on the net control operators stuff for you coming up in the near term. Maybe we knock both of those out at one time. But I got to pull it in the driveway and unload groceries. Good talking to you. W2T, W4DJW.
Okay. Some afternoon when you get a chance, just give me a call and we'll talk. And I'm pretty much looking at things, but I have a few more questions, and maybe over the phone we can get them. All right, go unload your groceries, put up the stuff that's frozen where it needs to go, and get the cold stuff in the fridge. We'll talk to you later. W4DJW, W2T, 73s for now.